Winnipeg. A First Nations woman told a courtroom she was left scared and sick to her stomach after a priest allegedly assaulted her at a residential school more than 50 years ago. Arthur Mass, 93, is charged with one count of indecent assault from when the woman was a 10-year-old student at the Fort Alexander Residential School north of Winnipeg. RCMP charged Mass last summer following a criminal investigation that started in 2011. The tall, slender man with thinning hair and glasses quietly entered his plea of not guilty as his trial began Tuesday. He was wearing all black and a priest's collar. Victoria McIntosh was the first to testify at a two-day, judge-alone trial overseen by Court of King's Bench Justice Candace Grammond. McIntosh swore on an eagle feather after she took the stand. An eagle feather staff from her community of Sag King First Nation was placed at the front of the courtroom to provide her with strength from the First Nation and her ancestors. Graphic warning. The following details may disturb some readers. Mass. Came in, she recalled before taking one of a few long pauses during her roughly two-hour testimony. He picked me up. He tried to fondle me and he tried to kiss me. Well, he actually did. I was scared and nauseated at the same time. I slipped away from him and I ran out of there. McIntosh testified she was in the bathroom at the school when she heard someone enter. She said she recognized it was Mass because of his collar. The priest then opened the stall door, she told court. It just happened so quick. I just felt him there and I was terrified, said McIntosh. She said the alleged assault lasted approximately a minute, during which Mass used one his forearms to hold her against a wall while he used his other hand to fondle her above her clothing. Before she was able to get away, McIntosh said Mass kissed her quickly and roughly on her face. He said, "Don't say nothing," said McIntosh. The Canadian press doesn't typically name complainants in such cases. But McIntosh has said she wants to speak publicly and no publication ban was ordered. Following the alleged assault, McIntosh said she avoided Mass and did not speak with him. The first time she reported the alleged assault was to police in 2015. RCMP received allegations of sexual abuse at the Fort Alexander Residential School at the beginning of 2010. Officers conducted archival research and spoke to more than 700 people across North America with the hopes of locating possible victims or witnesses. In total, police obtained 75 witness and victim statements. George Green, Mossy's lawyer, suggested during cross-examination that memory fades over time and questioned how McIntosh could be certain the person who assaulted her was his client. McIntosh said for many years following the assault, she tried to forget Mossy's name and what happened until a 2013 meeting regarding a residential school settlement claim triggered memories. Prior to 2013, you forgot what his name was? Green asked. Yes and no, McIntosh responded. I didn't want to say his name. The Indian Residential School's Resolution Health Support Program has a hotline to help residential school survivors and their relatives suffering trauma invoked by the recall of past abuse. The number is 1-866-925-4419. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 7, 2023. The Canadian Press.